Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Lindemann Chimney Company, Rose Pest Solutions, Ray Kaplan, and RJ Graham Plumbing. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning, Chicago. This is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show. We're here until the 1 o'clock hour. We're on until 1. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. In studio this week, if you didn't hear the changeover with Donnie and I, we have Steve Suarez, RJ Graham Plumbing, Janelle Iacchino, Rose Pest Solutions, Mike Bodart from Lindemann Chimney, and we have Ray Kaplan calling in from the Kaplan Law Group, and MegaPros Joe of MegaPros Improvement. But we start every show with Elwood Buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Go to our website, WGNDavid.com. That's WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. The text line is open. We love getting texts. If you have any pictures, you could send them to that same number, 312-981-7200. In addition to the text, send your pictures. Let's go around the horn and introduce ourselves and give a little preview, a little forecast of what you're going to be talking about. Janelle Iacchino.
Oh, me first. Wow.
Ladies first.
Hello, everyone. Welcome.
You had a great post on WGN Facebook.
Thank you.
It was amazing.
Thank you very much. For those of you who did not see it, I kind of went around the perimeter of a home and gave some simple tips for homeowners coming into cooler weather before snow is on the ground, what you can do to kind of tidy things up around the house, button things up, and eliminate chances for pests. Today, I want to talk a little bit about wasps and yellow jackets because we're coming into stinger season. We can talk a little bit about the difference and maybe even your honeybee story, David.
Yeah. Well, we talked about it, but we'll go over it again. But that home that you toured, that video is on the Rose Pest Solutions Facebook page,
it
correct?
Is. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's also on the WGN Chicago Scene Facebook page, too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's very cool. It's a 5-minute watch. I'd advise everybody to go there after the show or during the news hours. Sorry, Don. And, it's great information. You basically start with the garbage can and walk all the way around the house and identify all the things that could cause bugs and rodents.
That's right.
And flying things to come in and aggravate your house and your kids, because there was a home
with
a couple of kids. If our listeners want to reach out, how do they reach out?
They can visit rosepestcontrol.com, or they can get a free quote by calling 800-GOT-PESTS.
Do you give out Cokes as well or no?
No, coat.
Coat. That was a coat. Do you give free coats out?
Quotes.
Mega gives hoodies out. It's kind of like a coat.
Yeah, it's a coat. If you consider coats a hoodie a coat. Yeah, we're starting off strong with
anyways.
All right, well, let's go to Steve Suarez, RJ Graham Plumbing. How are you, Steve?
I'm trying to figure out how I follow up.
You can't. Just stay in your lane there, buddy, and just plow through.
What do you do? You're a plumber, right?
That's what I do.
Nice.
You're going to be talking about, ironically, bugs coming out of drains.
Yeah, drain flies.
Wow.
Yeah,
ooh, I love that subject.
They're...
Like, you must be great so on a date. Wrong. I don't know why you're single.
I don't know. We were just talking about walls moving, and that's when you're in a crawl space and you see just the whole floor or wall move, and it's it's not good.
You're gonna be talking about that. I'm gonna have to have to pop some Pepto-Bismol here. But
aren't you glad you invited me?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, you two together, it's going to be awesome. If our listeners want to reach out to you guys, how do they reach out to you?
RJGrahamPlumbing.com online, or at you can call or text us at 708-743-7426.
And because the topic you're talking about is because you helped a caller that called in last time you were on, and you went to his house and you saw all of these challenges with flies coming out of his drain. Lou just talked about it at the end of his show as well. So we're going to dive deeper into that from a licensed plumber that's on the show. All right. Absolutely. If our listeners want to reach out one more time, what's the contact information?
They can call or text us at 708-743-7426 or online at rjgrahamplumbing.com.
Mike Bodart, Lineman Chimney, you brought your bodyguard in today, your wife, Jennifer. Sitting there quietly with her hand in her purse. I don't know what she has her hand on, Joe. You're closer. Might be a, I think it's a stun gun, Joe.
It makes her feel secure.
especially with this group. It was 68 degrees when I walked out of my house this morning to go work out. It was 59 degrees, I think, Wednesday or Thursday when I walked out of my house at 5 in the morning to go work out. It's changing. The weather's changing, and probably within the next 60 days, because I remember Halloween, I was sweating in my costume, my Bugs Bunny costume. Yes, I went as Donald Duck. I'm sorry. I knew it was some type of foul. I went as Donald Duck. What are you looking at? I look good, and I got pictures of me and a Donald Duck.
So I wonder how you got from the temperature.
I'm gonna tie it all in.
Go.
So I was in my Donald Duck outfit, with all the guys laughing at me, walking as I'm pushing my daughter for Halloween on the 31st, sweating my rear end off in the Donald Duck outfit. And the following year, I was freezing on Halloween. Thank you. There's the segue.
Your daughter's 13, is that correct?
Yes. So this was a good 10 years ago.
And you were pushing her?
No. It wasn't last year. I'm not pushing my daughter. 12 years old. I'm not putting a Donald Duck costume on at 12.
You were sweating your tail feathers off?
I was sweating my tail. Sweating everything. It's like a freaking oven in there. But Halloween, 60 days away, and this weather in Chicago here, you could go either way. And you got to be ready because our listeners are going to be using their chimneys. They're going to be burning wood, and hopefully it's good wood, not the crap, and not like pizza boxes like we did in my fraternity house back in Northern. What are you laughing?
That's terrible.
That was our garbage disposal. And then the house burned down about 10 years after I left. Can't imagine why. Now's the time to get it checked.
Yeah. Good morning, David.
How was that intro, Mike?
Wow, that was, whoa.
That was pretty good. Who knew that David was a furry? But
special occasion. I didn't know that either.
I would have guessed.
Don't judge.
But we're busy now, and the season is upon us, right? So, like a lot of companies, we're going to get super busy in the fall. This is the time right now to get everything checked out. If this is like last year, we will be booked out a month before long. So, weather is changing. But, you know, like most people, just with everything around their house, don't wait until you're using your fireplace to have it looked at. Looked at it beforehand. So this is a great time to get it done. The upshot of it is we're about a month booked out, you know, by October. So if we see anything wrong and we want to get a repair, we're booked out for that too. So this is a great time to get on the calendar, get an appointment. That way, if we find anything, we can get addressed and get that fixed.
We put this together for you special.
And winter is coming.
Yeah, that's a little Game of Thrones.
Winter is coming.
Yep. Winter is
and
coming.
Winter is coming.
So there, just our production crackpot crew, Benny over there, put that together for you. Just
it's amazing.
Just give you something.
The show, winter the show is just coming. Getting better and better.
And winter is coming.
Yeah, see, this is my favorite.
It's raining now.
Okay, because that's always happening. 312-981-7200. Go to
Mike. You have an inspection package or inspecting clean?
Yeah, all of our appointments really for your fireplace is going to come with an annual safety inspection, right? So annual is the frequency that you need. Every time we're out there, we're going to inspect it, we're going to clean it, and you know, see what's going on with it, make sure it's safe.
You guys do a great job. We refer you all the time.
We're going to talk about more about his detail, going to safety inspections in more details. MegaPros Joe.
MegaPros.com.
Got to get that in there, too.
Good morning, David.
Megapros.
David followed me in this
And
morning.
Winter is coming.
Yes.
And he was sending me texts.
At the stoplight, because that was safety. You know, safety first. And we're going to talk more about chimney safety coming up at the break. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is American Pro's call, text, and photo line. We're here for you for the next 2 hours and 40 minutes. We'll be right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Amy and Dave, who is responsible for the square footage of a home for sale, the seller or the buyer?
My experience is sellers have their opinions.
Yes.
The tax record shows one thing.
Appraiser has another.
Yes. So, I mean, you know.
Tape measure.
Tape measure.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the quality advice you get in this show, tape measure.
How simple is it, though? It's nice and clear.
Right.
Measure your house, figure your square footage.
But people have different types of tape measures. Owners' tape measures are larger than the...
No. Appraiser. No.
I'm telling you.
Math is math.
312-981-3812-98... I'm giving the wrong number. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. WGN, Mike Bodart, we got a 708 text in here right away. It's top of the show. Good morning, everybody. The chimney in our home is deteriorating, okay, to the point... Some bricks have fallen. Safety issue. We do not use the chimney as we have a direct vent. My question is, should the chimney be repaired, shored up, or removed? Also, what are the possible costs to do those three items? So there you go. That's a good one.
So that is a good topic. So
you got to do something because you can't have loose bricks falling off your house.
Yeah, I mean, your chimney is a structure that is penetrating your roof, right? So it's allowing outside moisture and everything that's outside to communicate on the inside. So obviously, if it's deteriorating, it's a problem. You can get bugs in, water in, and anything else you don't want in your attic.
Could it be a sign of other challenges that you're having?
Potentially. I would tell you that most chimneys take the biggest beating when they're venting a gas appliance, right? So that text indicated that they have a direct vent appliance. So a lot of chimneys are venting both the furnace or the boiler and a hot water tank, right? So those are frequently connected in the basement, and then they're both appliances, hot water and the furnace or boiler, are venting through a chimney. So if all of the appliances are direct vent and that chimney is totally not used, the option might be to just take that chimney down to the roof line and seal it off, right? So we do that all the time. That's actually a good remedy for people because they never have to then worry about tuck pointing or further masonry issues on that. It's not always aesthetically the greatest thing to do, depending on the architecture of the house. So sometimes, even though there's a dormant chimney, they would want the aesthetics of a chimney put back. So depending on what's going on, the house, the scope, the size, we would have one of our technicians come out, measure it up, and provide an estimate. And that would be free to the homeowner to figure that out.
What's the price determined on how much of a stack you have to take down, the age of the house, or is it a flat fee?
I mean, mostly they're gonna look at the size of that structure, and then our guys are gonna do what every mason or every contractor is gonna do. He's gonna quickly estimate how long and how many guys and how much material is in that, and then come up with the price.
312-981-7200 is MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This texter just sent in a text and got his or her answer question answered. Joe, you had a question about the safety scope of the safety check that your company does. Can you go into that in a little more detail?
For the inspection.
Yeah, the safety inspection.
Yeah, so every fireplace that we're addressing, we're really in the business to determine safety. So without fail, our technicians are going to put a camera that is Bluetooth connected to a screen. We're going to go into that fireplace flue. We're going to put a camera up. We're going to be looking for any defects, any compromised lining that could, provide, the ability for things you don't want, combustion gases and other things to get out of that chimney structure. So we do a video inspection on the inside of that chimney. We're looking at the fireplace. We're looking at the exterior. We're in the basement looking at what connects to that chimney. Many times there's a fireplace upstairs, but then you've got furnaces and boilers downstairs. So we're up on the roof looking at roof penetrations, the health of that masonry structure, making sure it's got a proper animal cap up there so that raccoons and birds and other things aren't coming down into the chimney. So it's a roof line all the way to the basement, including all the fireplaces, safety check.
How long does that take?
We book a 3-hour appointment.
Wow.
So
it's very thorough.
It's a thorough investigation. We're going to write estimates on site. Some of the stuff we can address while we're there. So if there is a cap that's needed, if there's some quick tuck pointing or flashing that needs to be addressed, we can usually have time to address some of those quick problems while we're there.
Some of the stuff is caused by our listeners not burning good wood or using those fake logs. Can you quickly, in about 30 seconds, explain? No.
Yeah, anytime you're burning anything in the fireplace, if you're burning gas, that's fine. You've got gas logs. That's not a problem. That's not creating any buildup. But if you're going to burn wood, burn clean hardwood that's seasoned, that's dry, right? Anything else is going to produce residue that you don't want building up on your inside of the flue, like your dorm house, pizza boxes. Christmas wrapping paper. Terrible idea.
Beer cans.
Yeah,
no,
I think
Christmas wrapping paper
somehow David's frat were burning beer cans. Usually they don't burn, but they were special.
We get that up high there, Mike. Yeah. Don't worry about it. All right, and you get free wood, which we'll talk about after break.
Yes.
We're going to come back, throw it over to Steven Suarez of RJ Graham Plumbing, talking about bugs coming out of drains. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to transfer topics from chimneys to drains and flies. We're staying in the house.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about a different part of the house with Steve Suarez. Steve, you had a listener. I've got notes here, Steve. I came prepared. Albie, out in Mokina, Albie. Heard us the last time you were on, and he asked a question about drain issues. You went to his house, solved his drain issues. Walk us through what Albie had going on in his house that might impact and interest other listeners, because I'm sure some of our listeners are having the same challenge as our friend Albie.
Well, I've got a question here. If you're eliminating the chimney, how does Santa Claus get in the house?
Oh,
yeah, way to go. Yeah, we have way to blow Christmas for all these kids, Mike.
Well, if you have kids in the house, you would not get rid of your chimney.
You need to keep it. Okay.
Good save. That was a good save. That was well done.
Obviously.
That was good. That's good.
He needs an entry point.
That was good save. Anyway,
well, I was just wondering. I was thinking about it. I was like, what are you going to do with Santa Claus? He has nowhere to go.
Okay.
How's he getting in?
Way to almost steal Christmas there, Mike Bodart. Nice job. All right, RJ Graham. Go ahead, Stevie.
Well, what happens is he had a smell, and he went down there. We saw that there was little bugs. They looked like little gnats flying around. And yes, well, I got this smell, and I've got this these little bugs too, you know. And he's been spraying them or whatever. Well, turns out that
out of which drain
You were trying to find it, but it turned out it was coming out of a floor drain in the laundry area.
Okay.
And what was happening is it turns out it was a sewer backup. And what happens is those flies, and the smell was coming from, it didn't back up completely. It was a partial blockage. And when it does that, it backs up, and then it goes down, but it leaves waste in the line. So what it does is, one, you get the smell from the waste, but you also get the sewer flies that are living off the waste, and which is, I know, this is great on a Saturday morning or afternoon, so I apologize.
But well, I don't have that problem because my waste doesn't smell. It smells like flowers.
You know,
just throw that out there.
I'm one of the few.
I know. I know, Joe. I know Joe's looking at me like, how can that happen?
No, actually, I looked away from you.
It's my diet. Back to you, Steve.
Anyway, well, you know what? To select few that don't have that issue, such as yourself, but to the rest of us,
a large majority of listeners.
Yes, us common folk that do, you know, we have that issue, and it does give off an odor and so forth. But anyway, the flies and the smell are a symptom of an issue. And cleaning out the drain, making sure the drain was working properly and rotting the drain, making sure it's running properly, eliminates that waste buildup and eliminates the sewer flies. And that is, I mean, you can kind of, and a lot of people know their homes very well, and they're like, okay, I could tell it's time to rod the drain because I start to get a smell, I start to get certain, you know, certain things happen. But, yeah, those are, you know, issues to look out for, because first thing people do is they want to call an exterminator, and it's, well, that's solves a symptom. It doesn't solve the problem.
Can our listeners do that themselves, rotting out a drain? Is that something they could go to the hardware store and buy, for lack of a better term, a rotter? Is that what it's called?
They can go to a store and rent a rotter. I mean, and they very well could do that. But what I would recommend is that if you haven't done it and you don't have the experience in it, I would get a professional. And there's people who say, well, I can get somebody to do it, you know, relatively inexpensively and this and that. And that's probably true. There's people out there that do that. But the issue is, if you're going to pay somebody to do it, get a warranty, make sure they're cleaning it out and cleaning it right. People just say, it's just, you know, I'm just putting a cable in line. What do you need? You want to clean that out. You want to make sure it's working right. You get a warranty on it.
How do you clean it out, though? I mean, you obviously unscrew the top of the drain if there's a cover on it, or if there's no cover and it's there, you know, sometimes you have the hair traps or whatever it is.
Dave, let him answer.
I'm going to. But different types of drains, what do you put in the drain and what do you use to clean it?
Well, depending on the size of the drain, and you have what's called the branch lines, which branch lines are considered your kitchen sink line, your laundry line, your shower drain, bathtub, so forth. And then you have floor drains, that's your branch line. You have your main line, which is your main sewer going out to the main. The branch lines go into your main line, and that takes you out to the main. Now, you use obviously a smaller rotter or cable on the smaller branch lines than you would a main line. Now, you want to use the right, you want to have the right access to get to everything. And more often than not, for your branch lines, you'll go from the trap and you'll clean it out, flush it with water, and make sure that it's operating properly. That's for your shower, your tub, kitchen line, whatever. And with your main lines, you want to make sure you get a big enough machine with a big enough cutter through the access to get all the way out to the main to thoroughly clean that line. Otherwise, you're going to be right back doing it again within a couple months. And there's some people out there, what they do is they come, they'll rot a main line, or they'll do it, they'll punch a hole in it, and they're back, and they give a really inexpensive price, but they're coming back four times a year instead of having it done by a good company that's going to spend the time and paying once, get a warranty, and get it done right. Like when we do mainline ridings, if we run through an issue or say where there's something that's concerning us on a main line, we will put a camera in there afterwards just to find out why are we hitting this. But if we get the cutters through and we follow our procedures and get the biggest cutter all the way out to the main and we're confident, we give the warranty, we're good to go.
Joe, you have a question or no?
No.
All right. 312-981-7200.
You got everything.
No, no. You just had that look. Like, I don't have a follow-up question. Mm. Obviously, that look means something
else.
You're
looking at me a lot today.
I know. I'm nervous.
312. Steve, how much is it to rot a drain?
A branch line should run you anywhere from $150 to $200, depending on the company.
Right.
Should that be done annually, biannually, every other year, two, 3 years? I mean, how often should our listeners be concerned about that?
A main sewer line that is doesn't have any root intrusion and that is people use properly, because a lot of people use their drains as a garbage can.
Right.
I mean, they'll flush a whole bunch of stuff down there. It shouldn't get flushed. Paper towels, you know, feminine products, so forth. And even their kitchen lines, they'll dump grease and, you know, just dump it, whatever. I mean, it's like a garbage can. You're going to have to rod those lines a lot more repetitively or quicker than someone who takes care of their lines, and they were not going to have to do it as much.
Lettuce, eggs, like cracking an egg and throwing it down the garbage disposal, not wise, not real good for your drainage.
No, the garbage disposal is going to grind it up. You want to run a ton of water behind it so it gets from point A to point B. Like, say, the house is in the city where the kitchen is right above the laundry room that's below, and it goes in the ground. It's basically a short horizontal run and then a vertical drop. It's pretty much, you don't back up that much. But when you have these old, these newer houses that have the open concepts where the pipe, you may have almost 60 linear feet of kitchen line that that has to go to before it hits a bigger pipe. That is where you have the problem with garbage disposal.
Or you just take it and put it in the garbage, which is right next door.
I would like to outlaw garbage disposals once and for all.
People love them. People love them.
My wife uses it and my kids use it as the garbage can. And I'm like, the garbage can is 2.5 feet away.
Right.
Open. It's in a cabinet. Open up the cabinet and dump it in the garbage.
People actually, they retrofit to put one in. They love them. And then, you know, I recommend against it.
I just say outlaw them.
Yeah, but people like them.
And what about bleach and Drano and all that? Like, a lot of our customers that call about these flies will say, "Oh, I tried pouring bleach down
there." Hold that thought. I got you know, Benny saying, "Go to a break." That's why I dropped the music.
All right,
we're going to come back with the answer to that question. We've got John asking about red ants for you as well. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We've got some great pictures coming in. Thank you for sending the photos. 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Have her go to McGregor, Minnesota.
You can't open your mouth to talk because you'll eat at least 12 bugs.
There's a lot of bugs. Did you say yum?
Yeah.
Dave, I told you.
She's not right.
I don't feel safe in the same room.
There's a special medication. I don't know what it is. I haven't found it.
You said yum.
Well, oh.
They're eating them.
Yeah, no. I mean, it is a great food
recipes.
Yeah, it's a little crunchy for me. I don't know.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200.
You did say yup. When I said you open your mouth, you're going to get a mouthful of bugs.
Yep.
Yeah. Her new kitten's coming, Joe. Don't worry about it. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, it's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Got a couple of great questions here about a smoke shelf we'll be getting to, but let's finish up what we talked about going into the break. Sorry, the music was playing when Janelle's only been part of the show for 4 years. She knows when the music drops, we have 30 seconds, so let's ask the question after the music starts so she knows we're right up into a break.
I didn't want to forget because we get this question all the time.
Go ahead. What is it again?
So, like, when customers call in with a gnat or drain fly issue, they're like, well, I poured bleach down the drains and that didn't seem to help. Well,
Was that your old lady voice?
Yeah. Did you like it?
No.
That's me in 30 years, Joe.
I'll leave that alone. Go ahead.
So, yeah, my question is, what do you recommend for people who say, I've tried bleach, I've tried Drano? Like, what's the best practice?
Well, none of those products are going to work in opening a drain. And, I mean, bleach, if you use it for a disinfectant, it'll work for a disinfectant. If you're using Drano, Drano is one of the only products that actually tell you on the bottle, in the commercials, exactly what it does. If you look on the bottle, it has a trap. It shows a little J, and it shows it opening there. That's what it does. Drano is pretty much an acid-based product. And acid, as soon as it hits water, it creates heat and melts, which melts the product, which is usually grease. That's your biggest culprit of a clog. So it melts the grease and flushes it down the line. But it always shows it in the J because it's not going to heat the water if the clog is 5, 10, you know, feet down the line. So it literally is useless once it gets beyond the trap. And other products, like I said, bleach will disinfect and maybe kill the flies, but it's not, it's going to kill the symptom, not the cause.
And I love that point because everything that we do too, there's a lot of companies that will just treat symptoms and especially a lot of, you know, one man pest control operations and stuff. Like the goal is to get to the source. Why are they there in the first place? Let's get to the root of the problem and fix it there so that it's not a long-term issue. So I absolutely agree with you.
Well, that's the main thing. When we go out to a job, we want the who, what, when, where, how, and how and why. Why I want to answer all these questions so we know that we've solved the problem. Because, you know, we're not paid to just show up and say hi. We're paid to resolve the issue. And, you know, you want, in order to resolve that type of issue, you have to use the right products. And bleach, like I said, is a disinfectant. If bleach worked as a drain opener, your laundry line and laundromats would never back up. And the other one is
Good point. There you go.
And also, you hear the one thing I see on there is the baking soda and vinegar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that, you know, pour that down there and it.
Volcano experiments.
It's basically a science experiment. Remember when you made a volcano when you were, you know, in science class and you mixed food coloring and baking soda and vinegar and it caused it to erupt? That's pretty much what you're making. it's not going to dissolve the grease. It's not going to get all the way down the line to clear the clog.
My school couldn't afford baking soda. But we've got John on. Sorry. It's a joke. John from Joliet's got red ant problems.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, those bite. I know that because I did push-ups and they bit my tummy when I did push-ups without shirt on 20, 30 years ago when I was in better shape. Go ahead, John. You have a question for Janelle. Just want to throw that out there.
Well, they don't bite or nothing. It's just like a nuisance in the kitchen around the sink.
Yep. And I'm guessing that they're after things like water droplets or condensation on the sink itself.
Yes, I agree. And that's why I keep it clean. I keep it wiped. I keep it everything. And then they're on the floor.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, where in the heck would they come from, the underside, like the crawl space or something?
Possibly, and that's part of what we try to figure out when we do our inspection. You know, we scrutinize and figure out what species of ant that we're actually dealing with, so that we understand the habits of the colony. You might be on a piece of property that just has a massive colony, and what you're doing every time, you know, you clean your countertops is you're erasing the pheromone scent trail, which is what they lay down to tell other ants where to find food and water sources, but it might just be knocking it back just a little bit. You want to get to the source, like we were talking about before, and that's what we do when we come out and do a professional service. We get to the root of the problem.
John, you're this guy, aren't you, Johnny? Johnny, is this you?
Bingo, bingo, suck it up and walk out, and they're done.
Isn't that you?
Pardon me?
Is that you?
It could have been. I called you many years ago.
I know. We love our Johnny. Johnny's got some red ant challenges. And
do you ever say, zoop, zoop, get out of my way?
No.
Zoop,
I don't
zoop.
Think so.
Okay. Well, how long have you been having this red ant challenge, John? Because
it's no big deal. It only happens when the heat is on, meaning
really?
When it's 85-ish degrees. Now that it's 69 degrees outside, right?
Yeah.
There's not one friggin' ant nowhere. Nowhere.
Yeah. Well, that's a great point, too, because there's some...
They're going deeper.
Taking a break.
Yeah, they're going deeper. Well, things like heat and rain will definitely it'll cause them to come out. So you're right on that.
Yeah. So I would tell John to move. That would be my move. Okay. And then have him contact you guys, because that's a telltale sign that he's got something going on his property.
Yeah, he's got a colony going on.
And when it's dry, they come up. And when it's wet and it's cool, they go down under the ground.
Yeah. To that point, you would locate the colony.
Absolutely, right? We would.
Yep. Kill them all. All right, we got to hit a break here. You listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. We're going to take more of your calls and your text after the break. Stay tuned for... Don and Mr. Brand, sports, traffic, and weather coming up next. Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720, WGM. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We have a ton of text messages coming in. Somebody from the 773 says, "Help, I've called several companies to replace wood around my window. I have one window where the wood is off the bottom, but the window is perfectly fine. Nobody will work with us," sent the picture, Joe. What would you recommend?
So right now, Mike, I'm sure you've seen this stuff before. The white trim, the pine that everybody trims out a house with, it rots out. So they have this wide border trim that's totally gone. It's rotten. That can be replaced without replacing the window. Absolutely no problem. The question is, it's what's damaged below it. You have to make sure that you wrap up anything that's below that.
And the lady, I think it was a lady texter from Matson. So you don't go to Matson or Joliet, another texter.
No, we really don't. We just can't be efficient going that far.
All right, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You want to add something?
Oh, no, I was just listening to what he was saying.
Oh, okay.
This is the first time, Steve, that you actually listened
intently.
No, I can tell.
773, over to you, Mr. Bodart. From Lindemann Chimney. Can you explain why, 773 text message, can you explain why the smoke shelf in a fireplace now needs to be covered with cement? Number one, what the heck is a smoke shelf? And answer this texter's question, why does it need to be covered in cement?
pretty astute homeowner that would know the anatomy of a smoke shelf. A smoke shelf is a structure that's on the inside face of your fireplace above the lintel. So if you were going to stick your head up and look straight up into your fireplace, you would see that angled piece of masonry structure. That's a smoke shelf. Right above there is your damper and then your flue going up. That smoke shelf frequently is created improperly by just corbeling bricks. So the original builder would just take common brick, corbel those out, meaning they would step them on an angle up, creating that smoke shelf angle. That is an area of the fireplace that by code really should be smoothed with a refractory cement product. So that's called parging. So when we address fireplaces, that's a frequent thing that we will do. We will bring that up to code. When we reline chimneys, we're always addressing that area of the fireplace and parging that smooth with a product that we developed called Chamber Safe. So it is a product that adds extra insulation against heat. It's the hottest part of your fireplace. It's the part of your fireplace that is most prone to issues. And, you know, like I said, frequently improperly constructed. So we address that problem and fix that.
What was it covered with prior to it not being covered in cement?
Most of the time, it's just brick.
Okay.
So it's corbeled brick, but a lot of those bricks that they're using are, you know, the bricks with the three holes in it. And when you step course those out, those interior holes of the brick actually get exposed. Creates a lot of nooks and crannies and crevices and surface areas that creosote builds in. It's really hard to clean because it becomes a very jagged, uneven surface. So smoothing that out helps draft, adds insulation, and by code, that whole area really should be smoothed with that parging process.
773 texted in for you, Mr. Suarez.
Oh, boy.
In the bathroom, if sink water is hot, so here's a little math, you know, a little flow chart going. If the sink water is hot when turned on, but shower water is only lukewarm when running.
Cartridge.
Does something have to be replaced in the shower? Maybe the cartridge. Yeah. Oh, Mr. Smarty Pants.
Yeah. Well, you're a
plumber or something?
You know what? I have been told, you know, but I did stay at Holiday Inn Express last night.
But that's a great commercial. I like that. They're very well played. Why is it a cartridge and why should our listeners, what were you talking about during the break about banging inside the walls?
Well, what happened, they're pretty much related. On the, most of your single-handled cartridges or your single-handled faucets are, they're anti-scald. What it means is they'll go from cold to hot, and they're designed to mix the water so it doesn't scald you. And what happens is when they fail, they're designed to fail with the hot water stopping. Most of these will not run if you had only the hot on and not the cold. So if you had valves on it, you turned off the cold valve to a shower faucet, and you only had hot, it wouldn't run. But it would run off of cold. So usually the hot is the one to fail. Replace the cartridge and you're in business. Moen cartridges have these issues. And as far as banging noises is you'll get one of the common issues we get or calls we get is people will call us and they'll say, I'm getting a banging noise on my pipes. And it sounds like somebody didn't anchor something, and how much is it to anchor the pipe down? Which doesn't make any sense because something caused this. Well, a lot of the new washers, they pulsate, and when they're letting water in, they don't fill up like they did, run water, and you know, and agitate and go. So what happens is they, when it pulsates, it causes these things to. Is it time for me to go?
No, it means we got to hit a break.
Oh, okay. Well, there's more to this.
That was really a long explanation.
All right, so hang on.
I got more to it. It's just that simple.
I know, but some of our listeners are going to sleep right now.
312-981-7200.
It's too long.
You know what? That's Steve? It. That's all right. Okay.
I want to know what really causes the banging.
Right. We're going to find out what causes banging after these messages.
I'm setting it up.
I know, but 3 o'clock's coming. 312-981-7200. We'll come back to you. We'll come back to you after the break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's MicroPro's call, text, and photo line. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
95-year-old man with circulation challenges. That's Don Kleppen.
I'm just getting ready for later in life.
I thought it was like a shirt that looked like a flannel shirt because I'm like, what complete knucklehead is going to be wearing a flannel shirt when it's 95 degrees out and the heat index is like 370?
I would just like to point out that in this newsroom, it is not the 95 degrees that it is outside.
I support Don because I'd rather be comfortable for 5 or 6 hours.
Well, nobody asked you, Joe. Stay out of this, okay?
Oh, God forbid common sense prevail on this show.
We have no room for common sense.
We have no common sense.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 69 degrees out there, and he's in there in those, like, dolphin running shorts and a cutoff tee like those weightlifters wear. It's a lot cooler today, and he's dressed for a marathon, to run a marathon.
Why do you pay so much attention to his outfit?
Because I care about him.
No.
Right, Don?
Which I appreciate.
Right. It's a little odd the way I show my love and appreciation.
It's unique.
But it's unique. There you go, Don. Good word.
It is unique. You're right about that.
That's the word of the show. 312-981-7200. We're going to go back to banging in the walls. Is there an end to this story?
There is.
Is this chapter 8?
I know. And I like to give information.
Why is there banging in the walls, Steve? Go there.
Joe said to me, have a point. Have a point, man.
And David said, have an ending.
You have an ending. You lost people. They're gone. Come on back. Listen back.
I got Dykstra texting me. I got an answer for it. I'm like, so does he if you get to the damn point.
I'm on my way. The banging usually comes, like I said, with the pulsating water. It usually comes from cartridges, specifically the Moen-type cartridges. The plungers in them will stick. That regulate the hot and the cold in there, they will stick and can cause the banging as they stick and they free up and release. So it gives like a knocking noise in the wall. And there's other cartridges I'm noticing are doing that as well. But usually these thermostatic cartridges, the anti-scald, are the ones that are doing it. So if you run into that, check the cartridges.
Is that an easy fix that a do-it-yourselfer can do, or do they need to call a plumber?
Well, I would, if you haven't done it before, I'm not saying go to the YouTube University. If you haven't done it before, I would say have a plumber do it, watch him do it. If it's in your wheelhouse after that, take it on, because most people, they go and they try to take these out, and then when they use a screwdriver, they scratch up the brass on the inside of the faucet. Now you just, you know, took a what would be a $225 job, now you just made it, you know, probably three times it. Now you have to open a wall, replace the faucet because you scratched it.
All right. 312-981-7200. 847 for you, Janelle. We have found some very large black spiders in our house in the last few weeks. We haven't, we've seen a couple in our basement over the years, but now we have some upstairs. They're terrifying to my children. What can we do?
Well, spiders are there because they are eating other insects. So, like the theme of today's show is getting to the root of the problem. When we would come out and address the spider issue, we would get to the root and figure out, why are they there in the first place? What are they eating? Where are they hanging out? And eliminate those food sources to actually get rid of the populations of spiders. So killing the food sources is going to eliminate the populations. This is the time of year where we see the most amount of spiders coming into the fall. This is the time of year.
Steve?
There is a science behind this.
Yes, there is.
It isn't just you going in there and just spraying some stuff.
No.
Just like when we go out there, it's just, oh, you're just putting a cable in a line, or you're just going to solder some pipe. It shouldn't, you know, there's a science behind all
this. It's much more involved than that. Our guys go through extensive training on so much biological information, and there's a reason we're professionals.
Exactly. So David Hochberg calls you up and says he has a woodpecker, he calls me up first, and he said, Joe, I have a woodpecker pecking on my brand new aluminum-clad windows. Okay.
Aluminum.
Right. My wife is trying to take a nap in our den upstairs, and I get a call from my wife, not happy. We have woodpeckers, so I'm like,
no.
What do you? Okay,
you
what
don't tree? Have any wood.
I'm like, what tree is it pecking into? Right? I'm like, no, it's pecking against the house. So who do I call? I call Joe because I had to ask him about something else, and I'm like, hey, I need this guy's number. And by the way, my wife just called. We got a woodpecker. She's not happy, which means I'm walking into a bad weekend. Right. I got to get rid of this woodpecker, right? Yeah. Now, if the woodpecker happened Monday, I'd stand a shot of having a good weekend.
Brand new house, aluminum clad window. I say, Dave, open the window and hang some tinsel outside of the window.
Oh, that's a good
now,
idea.
Dave, not celebrating Christmas, doesn't know what tinsel is.
Yeah. Okay. I'm driving home.
Are you serious?
It's distracting.
Like, yeah. I'm like, that's great.
Joe, what's tinsel? I said, oh, yeah,
strips
I forgot.
Strips of tinfoil.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he's like tinsel. And then Jeremy's
like
next to
shiny
him.
Shiny stuff.
Jeremy's next to him. I can hear him, and he's like, hey, Hochberg's got woodpeckers. Yeah, tinsel. Yeah, tinsel will work. And I'm like, hey, that's great. I'm glad you guys got it. I'm like, I'm a Jew. I don't celebrate. What's tinsel? He's like, it's the stuff you put on your Christmas tree. I'm like, again, I got a menorah.
Shiny string. But anyhow, so that's what I told David. Now, Janelle, we just talked about how educated you are in your science of all.
No.
But you told him, same question.
Yeah.
All right.
Totally different response.
Right. So Janelle tells David Hochberg, and I could picture him doing it, to smear the window with Bengay. Can you believe this?
It works! Because, okay, you know why, right?
I don't care why. It's a dumb idea.
Nobody likes the way Bengay smells.
Because the menthol in the Bengay or the Icy Hot, I actually said both brands, just in case you didn't have one. The burning sensation, the menthol, is what they don't like. So as they're tapping...
Whose idea is better?
I like both ideas. Mm. I think a combination of both is a surefire way to make sure you don't have
woodpeckers. I have no idea what Bengay would do to the outside of a brand new window on David Hochberg's home.
Seriously, we used to use that as a advice for businesses who had pigeons roosting, too.
They burn their feet.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
It works. Mm. It works. And it's cheap.
Okay.
Just saying.
I'm just saying. I don't want David Hochberg smearing Bengay on his window.
Okay, but now he's got some random pieces of tinsel in a window instead of one of his candles.
Instead of his candles.
What does that mean? David, what does that mean?
Well, don't you have, you know.
It's code. I can't go into it.
Like Hanukkah candles?
Or something?
Yeah. Yeah, the Hanukkah candles in the menorah.
They're not up now.
Oh, Hanukkah, let's light a menorah.
I'm not. Dun, 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 common dun. Sense, Joe.
Benny, I'll call that up.
Could the woodpeckers be listening to the termites underneath in the wood?
The house is brand new. Okay. Meaning, how old is your house, Dave? 6 months?
6 months.
Right.
Yeah, so no
There's
termites.
There's no termites.
I mean, you're right, though, and they're probably detecting something in the voids of that window frame, but that's, you know...
It's actually not possible.
847.
It's brand new.
Chimney is over 100 years old. The furnace is in the crawl under the house. We want to install a ventless furnace, vent through the wall to the outside, and tear down the chimney. How difficult and expensive is this going to be? Husband wants to tear down shield. Should I let him? The husband wants to knock down the chimney by himself.
This is probably not a weekend warrior project. Homeowners probably don't belong on the roof taking down a chimney. There's a couple of issues. Once you get the chimney down, if you don't need it aesthetically, you've got to either bring it below the roof line and then have a roofer finish that off with roof decking and shingles, right? Or you're going to bring it down a couple of courses above that roof line and then properly cap that so that it's a permanent sealed, you know, structure.
Well, unless you don't care about your husband and want to knock him off, put him up on the roof.
Put him on a ladder. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, with the sledgehammer and some Bengay.
Dave, there's a text here. Hold on.
Go ahead.
David has a woodpecker. No problem. George Washington had wood teeth.
312-981-7200. You listen to Home Sweet Home
Chicago. Bingo, bango.
Home Sweet Home Chicago at 8720 State. Hold on. We got Ray Kaplan coming after the break. I'm going to throw it over.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Last week we had a caller call in. We have Ray Kaplan on the phone. Hey, Ray, how are you?
Hey, great, thank you.
Hang on 1 second, Ray. We got a lot of things to talk about with you, with the Biden administration and forgiving loans with for veterans, but I just want to cover this first. A caller called in said, made the comment that ComEd is not buying energy back from solar panels that if our listeners put up on houses. ComEd said to me this morning, customers who install solar panels on their homes or businesses can enroll in net metering and get bill credits if their solar panels generate more energy than they use. So technically, by getting credits, they're getting money off of their bill and sending it back. I mean, that's the way ComEd is buying it
back. It's the way the package is structured.
Correct.
Right.
Right. So the caller was adamant about ComEd, I believe, if I remember correctly, last week, about not buying the power back. And we had our solar, nice lady from Solar
That's
Mill.
That's why we called the experts.
I know. And this
so we
is
called ComEd.
And this is right from ComEd. Right. So, and then somebody texted in to Lou's show about, with all these EV electric vehicles coming on, is ComEd doing anything to build more power plants? And she's still waiting for an answer to that question. So even though you didn't text into our show, I saw it come up on Lou's feed and trying to get our listeners answers to their questions. 312-981-7200. Ray Kaplan, the student loan assassin. Yes, that is my official term for Ray Kaplan because she is a student loan assassin. A lot of changes going on. We had the forbearance coming to an end at the end of this year. I'd like to you to talk about also the Biden administration. I heard something is forgiving millions of federal loans for borrowers who attended ITT and also for disabled veterans. Can you cover that as well as talk briefly about your student loan consultation program you want to promote to our listeners who have kids that are graduating this year and are preparing to go to school next year? So a lot to talk about. Go ahead, Ray.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So there, you're right. There is a lot going on in the student world right now, student loan world right now, I should say. The Biden administration has been talking a lot. We've been reading a lot in the news about different proposals for forgiveness of student loans, right? But so far, they've really just been tinkering around the edges, I think mostly because they have, 50 votes in the Senate, and they have a very narrow lead in the House. So any major changes would have to be done legislatively. So I think what we're going to see, we're going to continue to see these kind of small but still significant changes to the statute by the Biden administration. The most recent one is they are merging information, the Department of Ed, with Social Security. So if you are on Social Security disability, you may be able to have your loans completely forgiven automatically, and you should be receiving a letter from your servicer if you're eligible. We help people all the time get your loans forgiven if you have a medical disability. They also did the same thing with the Veterans Administration, where they merged information where veterans who have a service-related injury or disability can also have their federal student loans forgiven. It used to be you would have to apply, and it was kind of a difficult process, but now they're trying to streamline it and make it easier for borrowers. So that was a big change to come out. And the one you mentioned was forgiveness for borrowers who attended ITT, Technical Institute, there's a period of years there where ITT was engaging in fraudulent activity, and those loans will be automatically forgiven as well. And that does amount to actually hundreds of millions of dollars in loan forgiveness, but it's not the kind of broad sweeping loan forgiveness that people were hoping for, which was, you know, everybody gets $10,000 to $50,000 off of their federal student loans. We still don't know whether or not that's going to happen. My feeling is if they do something like that, it's going to be on a smaller scale, or it might even be means tested so that if you're making above a certain amount of money, you might not be eligible for it. But the other thing I wanted to alert the WGN listeners to is that Fed loan servicing is no longer going to be servicing their loans. And this is really important if you are a fireman or a police officer or a nurse, or if you're getting public sector loan forgiveness. Fed loans is no longer going to be servicing your loans. So I really want everybody who is trying to get forgiveness of their loans under that program, and of course we help many people get forgiveness under that program, but it's very important to print out your statements from Fed loans, your proof of payment, because these transfers of loans historically have been a disaster, a total bloodbath where all kinds of information has been lost. Even negative credit reporting happens by accident. So it's really important to make sure that you have all of your I's dotted and your T's crossed. And again, we can certainly help people with that.
Phone number for our listeners who want to reach out to you, Ray.
Sure. It's 312-294-8989.
All right. She is the best in the business when it comes to student loan, and if you're planning to send your kid to college, you need to contact Ray for a consultation so you set up your financing properly so you can maximize the forgiveness or line yourself up for forgiveness after your son or daughter graduates. Ray, if our listeners want to reach out, how do they reach out?
Sure, 312-294-8989 or financialrelief.com.
Best in the business. Thanks, Ray, for joining us. Have a great weekend, my friend.
You too. Thank you.
312-981-7200. We got BJ in Chicago. Wants to thank Chicago Fire Department. Okay, so BJ is coming up after the break. We've got Audrey and Berwyn, fruit flies question. Da-da-da.
That could be both of us, Steve. Tag team on the bugs.
312-981-7200. Does Ben Gay trick work to keep bats away also? There
sure.
you go.
Oh, no, absolutely because, everything.
No, because mm-hmm. they don't land or peck like woodpeckers do.
Well, let's talk more about...
Ben Gay's a good idea. I just don't.
Okay, that's Joe's opinion. Well, I'm sure Ben Gay loves all of this free advertising.
I just don't think it's a good idea.
Okay.
And I'm amazed that you're holding your ground.
312-981-7200.
Because it works.
Go to WGNDavid.com. We'll be battling this more during the break. And we've got some really bad jokes that our listeners are texting it too. Which
I like the one.
I know. Wait, hold on. Hold on. They're so bad. They're hysterical. Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720, WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
This food is amazing. I'm telling you, I know good food. Well, Joe, this is delicious food. Okay?
Thank you.
And this is 277 pounds of love coming at you.
I never even heard of those.
Well, that's why we have them on the radio show.
Oh,
hello. We got to hit a break. Ben's like, we got to go to our break. I'm like, Ben, eat your taco here, okay?
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Take a good look.
What happened?
Because I'm going on a diet. I'm going to introduce...
How many diets... how long did I know you? 7 years or something now?
A long time. I've probably been on 40 different diets.
40 different diets. How's it working out?
Well, I'm going on one, soda.
Number one, you're not fat. You do work out.
I know, but I eat a lot. But I'm going on a weight loss program that I'm going to be promoting, the food box being dropped off today.
I'm just saying.
So I'm going to get
progress.
Oh,
it's like prepared meals? Or
yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do we all get one?
No.
Oh.
No refreshments here, Joe.
So my brings in... food for himself and then watches us starve.
I brought an apple.
I had mixed nuts.
Right. I gave him to somebody else.
Oh, Lord.
Well, so does Joe, but he's not sharing them. 312-981-7200-630. This question is for Mr. Bodak. My son-in-law has a high-end home, and in the wintertime, he gets water coming down the inside of the chimney. He does not use the fireplace. Any idea what is going on? He's had it inspected, and nobody seems to know he lives in McHenry. So he has water coming down the chimney. People have been out there. Nobody knows what's going on. I could tell you what's wrong. He has a hole in his chimney and needs to cover. See? Boom!
Bing, bang,
boom. And I do mortgages.
So he has...
You're welcome. Thank you.
Two likely issues.
Number one?
We talk about this all the time. Fireplaces and... appliances are using the same chimney structure. I think the caller said high-end home, but I don't know the age of that home.
Mm-hmm.
But if there is condensation being produced by the appliances burn natural gas throws off a ton of water moisture. Some of that moisture could be getting into the interior of the chimney, inside those other flues. Above the roof line in the wintertime, it's cold, so water that's vapor condenses on the walls of all of that flue lining and can drip back down. It would be weird for it to go from a furnace flue over to a fireplace flue, but he's got most likely moisture coming up from the inside of the house that's condensing and running back down. The other one might be exterior water, whether it's snow or ice, and maybe he doesn't even have a cap. But if he's getting water, you know, when it's not snowing or raining, if he had a hole, same thing would happen when it was raining.
Yes.
So if it's only happening in the wintertime, I'm thinking it's water condensing. Maybe he's got a humidifier in his house and he's got really humid air, but he's got a lot of water going up the chimney or a lot of water vapor with his house air, and it's condensing and running back down. So either way, he's got you know, a need to have somebody go out there, take a look at that, either put a cap on the outside or inspect his furnace flue, make sure it's not communicating with his fireplace flue.
Would you find all that out in your safety inspection you talked about at the beginning of the show?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, top to bottom. We'll look at everything and find out where the water's
coming. Phone number if our listeners want to reach out to and get their questions answered directly.
847-918-7994. Best way probably is to just log on to lindeman.com, book an instant appointment online. You can do it from your phone.
Joe, before we get over to Audrey with her fruit fly questions, 847, looking to replace three exterior doors on my house. What is a good quality door, and can I install them myself? Big box store, go to BSO, Builder Supply Outlet. Tommy.
Builder Supply Outlet, the price point and the ability to custom fit it. They can extend your jams. They can give you exactly what you need.
What about installing it themselves? Is that something? Is that a to it? No shot in my again, house. It would be on crooked.
No, yes, you wouldn't. But I would say 50% of people can install a door themselves. It's not a one-man job. You should have two people there.
Two people. Okay, 312-981-7200. We lost Audrey with her fruit question, her fruit fly. So, Audrey, please call back. We're going to go to BJ in Chicago. Thanks, BJ, for hanging on so long. How can we help you?
Oh, it's not helping me. I want to make everyone aware who listens to you and lives in an apartment or a home, a house, freestanding, or whatever. I want to give a shout-out to the Chicago Fire Department. We had a fire. I live in a high-rise building. It's a 29-story building. I live on the 25th floor, and all of a sudden, my apartment started to fill with smoke. Whoa. I opened the door. The hallway was covered in smoke. I assumed if it's on the 25th floor, it's going through the whole building, right? Couldn't talk to the doorman. The line was busy. The Chicago Fire Department showed up here 2 minutes later. There were six of the biggest fire trucks I have ever seen. There were police. There were ambulances. There were cars from the fire department. There were so many people. They blocked off the street. There was a fire on the 16th floor of our building. Can you imagine trying to get up 16 floors with your hose and everything else without destroying the building? Mind you, we have a glass-fronted building a block from Lakeshore Drive. They did not destroy the building. They were so good and so careful. And I want to say to everybody, and I want to say especially to them, you have to thank God for the Chicago Fire Department. They were the best. They cleared out the fire on the 16th floor of a high-rise building. We're a block from Lakeshore Drive. This is not somebody's lovely home out in the suburbs. We're in the middle of the city. And they were magnificent. I'm telling you, this fire was put out. They cleared the halls of smoke with some vent thing they did, and they had every big fire truck I've ever seen in the city at one time. They were magnificent, and I think that everybody needs to thank them. We don't see them a lot, thank God. It's not every day. We haven't had a fire since I lived here. I moved in 5 years ago.
Everybody get out okay? Well, that's great.
They were absolutely fantastic. They cleared out the fire, and an hour later, the smoke was gone. They cleared that out, too, from every floor in a 29-story building.
That's great.
This is a fire on the 16th floor, and they didn't wreck the building putting it out. So they deserve our thanks just for being there, even if we never see them, if we never need them, if we never have them. They were absolutely fantastic. And I just wanted to say, because I'm living here on the 25th floor, you know, that's a long walk down, right? They were absolutely wonderful, and I just wanted to say thank you to them. Thank you for being here. We don't think about them because when would we ever need them? You know, hopefully never, but God, they're here, and they were
nice job complimenting wonderful. Them.
Yeah, nice job, BJ. Thanks for sharing.
You had a whole a program about homes and apartments and whatever, and I thought of all the shows where people who live in all these homes and apartments who call you. Everybody in the city should thank God we have the fire department we have.
Yes, and the suburbs. And all the suburbs in the surrounding area. Hang out for your Mr. Floyd Cleaning Park. I got to hit a break, but thanks for calling, Sharon. Listen,
nice job.
We respect the heck out of first responders. When police, fire, EMTs, when we're running in, they're running in as we're running out with, you know, holding our kids and our dogs and our underpants, and there's fires going because that's the way I roll in the middle of the day.
Don't grab your underpants. That's bad advice. Like, you could buy new underpants.
Just get out. Well, you got to put underpants on. Right. So, but hats off to all the men and women of all the police, fire, and EMTs. We got to take a quick break. Thanks for calling in, BJ, for sharing your story. 312-981-7200. You listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We'll do it later, Grace, unless Penny's going to pick up that phone. We had a caller call in with a remedy for fruit flies. And she stayed on hold for a long period of time. And then she hung up. And then we tried to call her back, but she's got restrictive calling things and can't get through to her. So we're going to have Grace come on to say what this homemade remedy is to get rid of fruit flies. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. Does the Bengay trick work for bats? We started talking about that before the break. And what's your solution to get rid of bats other than a shotgun?
Well, that is not my solution. But no, Bengay will not work for bats because they don't land or peck like woodpeckers do. Joe's totally rolling his eyes at me right now. For bats, really the key is making sure your structure is sealed properly so that they don't get in. I mean, bats are good. They eat mosquitoes. We want them to be around our properties. You can install a bat house to, you know, encourage those populations. But making sure there's no gaps in the attic and around your foundation and stuff, too, that's the most important part of keeping bats out.
Janelle.
Yes.
It's amazing how small of a hole the bat can get in.
Oh, yeah. It is. And just like when we talk about mice, too, if you fold your ear over and that cartilage, that's what their bodies are made out of. So, like, they can squeeze into tiny little specks and openings. So
847, a man has been stealing tires off police cars. The police are working tirelessly to catch him while he's sinking Park Ridge.
Actually, I love that joke.
It's a me dad too. Joke. It's so good.
It's a dad I know. Joke. Tirelessly.
Okay. Back to reality here.
Tell David chimney has two syllables. Chimney, not chimney.
This is a tough crowd.
Dang. Hey, can we talk about those wasps that you had?
Sure. What about them?
Joe had wasps at his house?
Yeah, he was telling me on
so
a break.
So we dug up what is it called? Ground wasp?
Ground bees, yeah.
Right? But Janelle, I'm telling you, so we had probably 8 inches of ground cover, that Vinca stuff.
Oh, okay.
All right? These things were so far in there. So the guys were out there excavating.
Mm-hmm.
They hit this thing, and it was like a geyser of bees came out.
Oh, my
gosh. It was just incredible.
Wow. And you didn't get it recorded? You didn't get it on film?
I didn't think like you, Janelle. No, I wanted them gone in a hurry.
Joe's so running. Joe's running the other way.
I called Rose Pest Illusion.
Okay.
They said, whoa, come out there Monday. And that really wasn't going to work for the concrete guy's schedule. So
okay.
I got a whole bunch of wasp foam spray from the hardware store.
Right.
Right. Like 5 cans I poured down there. Then finally I had to revert to something else.
Okay,
what did you do, Joe?
Well, wait, before he tells us what he ended up doing, can I just make a comment how buying 5 cans of something, that is exactly the what we don't want people doing. Certain pests are not DIY pests. I'm glad that you didn't get stung. But also, what he's about to tell all these listeners
hold on, what did he spray into the hole, Joe?
Just listen to this.
So first, I dumped diesel fluid in the hole. And then I took a can of that marking paint and I started it on fire and boom. Like so, I just made this whole thing start on fire.
And then what happened?
No more bees.
The fire department came.
I have no more bees, Janelle.
Okay, well,
and that spray is not cheap either.
Well, okay, so
nothing's going to grow there again.
Instead of waiting,
meeting. Yes, no, I could never get away with that.
There's an EPA Superfund site now.
No, we were going to
in Antioch.
We're going to excavate the whole thing.
So improper use of pesticides
or diesel fluid.
No laws were broken.
Is what we don't want happening. And
right.
What you should have done was call and texted me.
I would called have you. Or no, I didn't call you. Judy called your office. Well,
that's an emergency service.
I'm sorry. It'll be out there Monday.
No, so I will say, okay, so you're on our quarterly service. And when things happen like this in between your services, mm-hmm. it's free for us to come back out.
Oh,
so,
I know that. So, we depend on you for a lot of things.
So I'm just saying, like, for people who have our preventative maintenance, just call us. That's what we're here for. That's what it's guaranteed for.
Phone number.
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com.
Jennifer Bodart, Mike's wife, has been sitting over there for the past 2 hours and 15 minutes going, I can't believe you guys do this every Saturday.
And for what?
And for what?
Why?
And she's an editor, like an English editor. She's a master of the English language. And she's just going, oh my God, did these guys ever graduate? How did they get out of grade school?
We
don't know. Envelopes. A lot of envelopes. Thick white envelopes loaded with cash. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. We have a plumbing question on the text from 630 for you, Steve. 312-981-7200. Some MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Text us what the craziest thing you found in your sump pimp. A pump pimp? What? What's
dip,
that?
Dip,
some
dip,
pimp.
Dip.
Some,
whoever looks in there.
Some pimp.
What is it?
Some.
Sump pit.
Sump pit. Say that 10 times quick.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981.
That was funny.
That was good. Ben's paying attention. That's good. 312-981-7200. 773, hi, I sent the woodpecker joke. It was fun to hear back on our end on the other side of the speakers. Let David know my wife and I did 2 refis the last 3 years. Everything went smoothly. Thank you very much. Somebody, 847, wanted to correct Ray, saying it's IIT, not ITT. Okay, there you go. Then somebody has a question about ComEd. Their energy doctor will be in here within the next couple weeks, and we will get to the bottom of this. David, have you been... Joe, it's one for you. Have you been keeping... No, Janelle.
Yes.
Have you been keeping up with the new release movies?
I saw Candyman.
Did you see the movie Constipation? Oh, wait. It hasn't come out yet. Love your show.
That's a good one.
I'll tell you... Now you know why John Williams' bit's been going on for so long. There's hundreds of these. 847, Chimney again. Chimney extends down the middle of the living room. Hub wants to start there. I guess this is the lady whose husband wants to go on top of the chimney. Okay, so here, chimney question.
No, you cannot start in the middle. I can answer that one.
Not recommended.
The husband.
I will tell you, David, a lot of people use the... So in other words...
Well, hang on, let me read the text.
Chimney, you can use that area. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Hang on, let me read the text. Chimney again. Chimney extends down into the middle of the living room. Hubby wants to start there. Start knocking down interior of chimney upward. How expensive will it be to get a professional? You guys are great. Thank you. So it's like Joe said, probably not the smart move to start inside the house. Well, you can.
Oh, you should.
You should.
That would be the equivalent of pouring diesel down a beehive.
It's like a bad game of Jenga.
You're right, and you're not. No, there's nothing wrong with that. But my point is that you would take it down from the top for sure.
You would have to.
Right.
Oh, yeah, because, it's going to collapse into the interior structure. One false swing of the sledgehammer, and you're not...
But believe it or not, people have tried to do that before, where they take their chimney out, and then they leave their actual... They take the fireplace out and leave the chimney hanging, which is a very dangerous idea.
Well, there's thousands of pounds of masonry product right above it, so it's all supported by what's below it. So if you're chipping away what's below it, it's going to come down.
Right.
Val in Milwaukee, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening on the other side of the cheddar curtain. How can we help you, Val?
So I was just calling about the fruit fly thing.
I kind of missed the beginning of your, I missed that part when the person called in. But I assume they were trying to figure out how to get rid of fruit flies. Is that what the deal was?
Well, they had a solution for fruit flies.
Oh, they had a solution.
Yeah, what's your solution?
As well.
Yeah, sell the house?
So, there was a point. I would tell you, there was a point. I had so many fruit flies. So my neighbor and I had this ongoing fruit fly issue a few years back. We tried, like, everything that everyone said on the internet, everywhere. And finally, we did every juice, wine, all of that stuff. Finally, I did tequila, and I put it in a bowl, and I covered it with a plastic wrap and put the little holes. Okay, we had, like, hundreds of fruit flies in days. They love tequila. So my neighbor tried it, same thing. So that's all we use. She went through a whole bottle of tequila one time. She's like, my husband's going to wonder why I'm drinking so much tequila. But it's crazy. Tequila.
Another great use for tequila. Tequila is a probiotic.
Are you a fruit, are you a fruit fly?
Tequila is a probiotic.
Joe is officially a fruit fly.
And it does not.
We thought he was a bar fly.
It does not turn to sugar in your system. But tequila is very good for a lot of reasons.
It doesn't smell on your breath after you've consumed it, too.
That's a lie.
There you go. So that's my tip.
Are you a Packer fan or a Bears fan, Val?
Tequila
Bears
fan.
Bears fan. Wow. Bears fan.
From Chicago. Yeah.
You're in enemy territory. So hang on one second. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. Please hold of your choice. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Here we go, Steve. 815. My gas water heater is 14 years old and is leaking. Quote unquote leaking, it says. I don't know what quote unquote leaking means, but quote unquote via the long copper tube, quote unquote overflow running the length of the tank. Mm-hmm. You got a picture of this now?
Mm-hmm.
The texter collects a cup of coffee or a little more water daily. Is it repairable? So it's got some type of condensation, about 6 to 8 ounces of water daily. Tank works fine, no noise, etc. Any ideas to stop the water condensation? I mean, is that safe? Is that normal?
I'm trying to figure out how I answer this.
Quickly.
You've got ghosts.
You got ghosts?
Yes, there's ghosts. He's opening the little valve. That's your short answer. My friend, that's your short answer.
How do you?
The long answer is basically that valve on the side. It's called the temperature and pressure valve. That is designed as a safety measure, just in case the water heater builds up too much pressure. It relieves it, so the water has somewhere to go, so the water heater doesn't explode. Well, sometimes it could be one of two reasons. If it's just the temperature and pressure valve, sometimes they get gummed up and they start leaking. You can replace that. But what I would do is I would have it checked out by a licensed plumber and make sure that the gas valve is turning off and turning on properly and the thermostat's working, so it's not a more underlying issue.
So it's a do-it-yourself job after you watch a professional licensed plumber do it the first time.
I would do that. I always recommend people check it out, you know, and get the education first of having somebody do it. And if it's something that you learn that you want to tackle down the line, if you run into it. But other than that, I would just have it checked and evaluated by a licensed plumber. Plus, when you start getting into a water heater that's 14 years old, I would be leaning towards replacement anyway.
Steve, 6 to 8 ounces of water a day. Is that a lot for this time of year?
You shouldn't be getting any water out of that.
Oh, there's no condensation?
No, not out of the TMP valve. No, you don't get anything. The only time that thing engages is when you build up too much pressure in the water heater.
So they do have a problem.
Well, there is an issue with that, right. Yes.
14 years. What you said that's getting on the older side, long in the tooth. What's your, with all your experience being a plumber, what's the typical lifespan of a water tank?
It depends on the water quality. I mean, if you're in an area that has good water, it could probably last about 20 years. If you're in an area that has bad water, I've seen them pulled out in six. The oldest water heater I pulled out was from 1962, and that was in 2014.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Wow.
You don't want a water heater from 1962. The safety advancements that have been made since then, much better.
All right.
But it was probably heating a cup of water a day.
Oh, it was still working. It was actually in Champaign where we pulled it out.
Wow. So. Joe, I got a 630. Mold growing on corner of the skylight. Who do we call? Is that a JC Restoration? Mold growing on the corner of the skylight? You probably have
challenge with the skylight, I would have to think.
So there's probably a moisture problem.
Or honeybees.
Diesel fuel.
No diesel fuel inside the house.
They make a leaf burner. I'm telling you, that thing is great. It hooks up to a propane tank. That thing is like a jet.
Mm-mm.
All right, Joe, go. You have three great choices. What's your suggestion?
My position is that so everybody thinks everything dark is mold. It's probably not mold. It is some kind of rot going on from moisture. So you do have a problem with water coming in from the outside, or it could be condensation. But to assume it's mold is probably not true.
What are your thoughts of putting Bengay on that?
Absolutely not. There's only a couple places you should put Bengay, and there's a lot of places you should not put Bengay.
Mm.
Personal experience.
Janelle Iacino, cinch bugs. How do you hold
on?
Cinch bugs.
C-I-N-C-H.
Cinch.
My entire lawn is ruined. Looks like hay. How do I repair? From the 847. What is a cinch bug?
That's like a lawn question. That's a turf situation, not necessarily a pest control structural question.
All right, and that texter wanted us to know that her name is Maria. So Maria,
you got to call a lawn company.
Okay, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Do you guys clean boilers? Is that something you do as well?
We don't do boilers, no.
No boilers? You probably have to get a hold of Dykstra for that. Yeah. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We have David in Gray's Lake with a great question about HELOCs. I got into an argument with some of our listeners. It was this philosophical debate about HELOCs last time. I promised to be calmer, Joe. Joe's like, you got to be calmer. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be calmer. Dave and Gray's Lake's calling in with a great question about a HELOC. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Our phone and text and photo line sponsored by MegaPros, 312-981-7200. We're going to throw it over to the newsroom and be back after these messages.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. We were talking during the break. Steve and I and Joe and Mike and Janelle, all of us were talking about drain smells coming out of the drain. You have a solution, but Dave's been holding on for a long time. We're going to get to that next because I found it interesting. I think a lot of our listeners would benefit from it. Dave and Gray's Lake, how can we help you, buddy?
Hi, David. Thanks for taking my call. So my question is this. I have a rental home that we've owned for quite a long time. I don't owe any money on it. It's an older home, was built in the 20s, like 1925. For a while, we did some remodeling to it, upgraded the electric 200-amp service, did some minor work inside, but now my wife and I are at the point where we're looking to make it a place for us to retire in, and I'm handicapped, so I need the wider doors and all sure. that stuff, so we're... What I want to do is, gut the interior, leave the shell, put a small, maybe 500, 800 square foot addition on it, and that kind of thing. So anyway, my question is, where we're living now is we're living in a condo, which is nice, and it's paid for as well. So I have both pieces of property are paid for. We owe no money on it. We have good credit scores. So my question is, what's the smartest thing to do to get the money to pay for the remodel? Is it a HELOC? Do I take out a mortgage? What should I do?
Are you going
to
sell your condo after you get done with the renovation and move into the other property as your full-time residence?
Yes, that's the plan.
The best thing for you to do is pop a HELOC out with BMO. My guys, Josh was in here last week or 2 weeks ago. Pop out a HELOC against your primary residence where you're living now. Use that to do the renovations. And that sipping sound is coming from Mike Bodart, who's enjoying his coffee on the radio while we're live on the radio.
He doesn't even share his food.
It's fine. Doesn't
There's
share
no
his food.
Refreshments.
There's no
and
refreshments.
He's been
here.
Complaining about no refreshments. Is the coffee?
You have to bring your own.
Is the coffee good? Is the free coffee delicious? It sounds delicious.
It's not bad.
Are you used to being on in movies or something? Yeah.
Dave, did that sound like that coffee was delicious to you live on the radio? Was that sound?
No. It does, but it's not as good as the cold beverage that I'm having.
Oh!
Good for
Wait,
you.
Wait, is dude. He setting up a fruit fly trap?
No. Actually, we got something coming. We got, that's not you. To capture fruit flies, pour a can of beer in a small canning jar. Flies will be attracted to the beer and congregate inside the jar.
The beer.
Hang on.
There you go.
Is this you? Hang on. Some will drown.
When you see the flies in the jar, put a lid and shake. Apple cider beer works especially great. Side note, I think this is you, Dave. Don't waste the entire can of beer on fruit fly trap. You only need maybe a quarter can. The rest you can use to cheer yourself for the brilliance of the trap. That's not you, Dave, is it? Is that another texter?
No, unfortunately, I wouldn't waste any of it on a fruit fly.
Yes, thank you.
Trap them in an empty cup or do something else, but they're not getting into my cold beverage.
I understand. All right, well, here, I'm going to give you the best option for you in all seriousness is to pop a HELOC out against your primary residence. Use that to do whatever you need to do on the home. It'll be your cheapest way to do it. And then sell your condo, pay off the HELOC, and then when the other property becomes your primary, pop a HELOC out against that for emergency reasons. How's that?
Yeah, that sounds really great. I just have one more minor question. Since my wife and I are both retired and we don't have income per se other than, you know, our retirement, whatever we're getting, is that a problem getting a loan?
No, because we covered this the last time Josh was in. And that I got into a fight, heated debate with one of the texters. We had a guy who was 63, a couple, 63 years old, just retired, $2 million worth of assets in the bank and retirement accounts. And they were able to use that $2 million to get him out like a $300,000 HELOC. How much do you have in retirement accounts, David?
Not $3 million or $2 million. Substantially less than that, but it's still six figures.
Okay. Yeah, you should be able to take whatever retirement income you have and whatever income they could derive off of that to get you the HELOC you need to do the work on the other property that you're going to move into full time. Okay, bud?
Good. I'm glad you told me that because now I can tell my wife.
Yeah, well, she won't listen to you. Have her just have her listen to the podcast.
We've been talking about this for a long time. She hasn't listened yet, but I think with the you may have helped my case.
Yeah,
but don't tell her David Hochberg said it because she probably already has an opinion of that.
Well, yeah, it's probably not a good one either.
That's true.
Well, what are you trying to say, Dave? Your wife's not into me? You know, the information that we provide?
Well, I'm just saying your reputation precedes
you. All right, Dave, I was going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product, but now you're getting nothing.
Take it back.
All right, so hang on, buddy. We're going to hook you up. Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. And I'll take care of you. I'll hook you up with Josh and my boys over at BMO, and they'll take care of you with the HELOC. Thanks for calling. 312-981-7200. I have a new house, as we've talked about on the show. I've had two occasions in my laundry room where I had the sewer smell. I learned from you on this show. I told my wife, just pour a couple of cups of water down the drain. It went away, and you had a better solution. Why is that smell coming up, and what's your solution?
It's the water evaporating from the floor drain. When you have drains that are not used, whether it's shower, floor drain, they will evaporate eventually. And that evaporation is the water eliminating the trap seal, which is the water trap that keeps the smell out. So when you occasionally put the water back, smell goes away because you restored that trap seal. What people do is, what you should do is put water in.
How much water?
It's usually a couple cups full. I mean, it's depending on the size of the trap. It's really not very much. You just want to just hit that just enough to make that seal. And what you could do is to eliminate having to keep adding water, add a cap full of oil, like cooking oil. And
Just a cap full. Don't pour the whole damn bottle down there.
I went to places where they took that literally and they poured the whole trap was full of oil.
Just a cap.
Yes.
Like an ounce. Less than an ounce.
Less than that. It's just enough to coat the top.
Okay.
And the oil will rise to the top and it will prevent or at least slow down the evaporation of the water.
There you go. And it could happen. And it could happen in new houses.
That might have been the smartest thing hint that was ever given on this show.
Yes.
Ever in the history. Oh, you're dead serious.
I'm dead serious. Why
and it didn't take me that long to get it out.
That's right.
Oh, congratulations.
That might have been the best.
Thank you. I was looking at the clock. We have 17 minutes left. I'm like, I don't know. This is a tricky one here. 312-981-7200. 630 there, Mike Bodart. Put your coffee down and put the bagel down. Chimney sweep in the western suburbs, Aurora. Any suggestions? You guys handle Aurora?
Yeah, we do go to Aurora. So call Lindeman Chimney or go online at lindeman.com. Book it right now.
312-981-7200. Joe, here you go. 630. Good morning. I have a problem with birds forming nests in the wood around the garage. of my Tudor style house. Any recommendations? Mine, of course, would be move.
Bengay.
Bengay.
Tudor style houses are a problem because they have all that trim that we talked about earlier. So to replace that trim, the birds are getting in there because the wood is soft.
Right.
Right.
So do you put harder type of wood in there, or what do you put in
there? Or composite. You can switch to a composite. But Tudors are famous for that because you have all that decorative trim on it.
I have a new house. I have a new clack whole house water filter. I don't know what the hell that means. It's 1 cubic meter. It's 1 cubic foot filter. It's backwashing every 48 hours to the tune of 184 gallons over 20-minute period. Is that normal?
I would have to, I'm not familiar with this particular brand. I mean, there are so many water filters and water treatment products out there. I would have to look at the specs on this to see exactly what its, you know, what its operating range is and what it's doing and not doing. There's a lot that goes into that.
All right. And what is a HELOC? Great question. Home equity line of credit. It's a checkbook against your house that you could use to tap into the equity of your home for whatever you want to do, home improvements, investments, renovate a home that you're about to move into. To make it handicap accessible, like our friend Dave in Grays Lake. Great question. Home equity line of credit, also known as a HELOC. We have Maurice in Chicago. We have some other callers coming in, and I just banged the microphone into my nose. Mike is going to finish his cup of coffee before the next segment, so he won't hear him slurping on the air. And his wife Jennifer is over there going, I cannot believe I trained him to do that. That's not on me. 312-981-72. I have nothing to do with this. I told him, don't drink coffee on the air, and he did it anyway. 312-981-7200. And that's the way she talks. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call. Text and photo line. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's a good show.
John Landecker played that song for my intro as I was on his show this week.
Oh, look at her dropping the John Records Land.
I got so many more viewers.
Did you know I was on John Records Land? I don't know if I told you.
You don't know how many more people watch his show? Or
but when I was on with John
Records Landecker. Wow, you guys are really insecure.
Yeah, I'm starting to think you're right about that.
Oh, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
No, I didn't.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We don't miss anything here, Janelle.
No, I guess not.
John, yeah. I mean, I was on John Records Landecker. 312-981-7200. Three, you got a better shot of being on this show coming up with the Hawk season because he gets bumped a lot because of Blackhawks.
Oh.
So let's not go down the John Records Landecker path there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's not cut your umbilical cord too.
You know
quick
you're
there.
My favorite.
Yeah, whatever. 312-981-7200. Maurice in Chicago. How can we help you, Maurice?
Yeah, guys, thanks for taking my call. Listen, my question is about the basement. You know, come May, June, July, August, and part of September, here comes the humidity from hell in the basement. I love it down there because it gives me an out away from the old, you know what. So I find myself being down there.
No, we don't know what. What exactly? What are you referring to? The old what?
I'm sorry, I don't want to be interrogated here by Mr. Ogberg. But anyway, I work out down there.
You shouldn't have said it then.
All these programs, and I'm down there, and I'm loving it, man. But man, I can't get rid of this humidity. I had a dehumidifier down there. It's very expensive. It's effective, but it keeps the basement very hot. And I don't know how to keep that thing comfortable and get it below at least 60% because, you know, I mean, we're talking 65-70% humidity, and I don't know what the hell I'm breathing, let alone the uncomfortable level.
Joe.
So are there any solutions other than the dehumidifier? I've even had one of those roll-away air conditioners with the window kit. And it has a dehumidifier mode on there, but it doesn't get the humidity down below 60%.
So, Permaseal, the system they sell, I don't know what it's called. Do you remember?
No, I don't know what it's called. Permadry. Okay. I think it's called Permadry.
If not, it should be.
It should be.
That's a good one,
David.
Let's
just go with it.
All right, so you call up Roy Spencer and ask him for a Permadry system.
Okay.
But you know what, Maurice? Everything that he's told me about their system versus a little dehumidifier that you and I are buying, it's night and day. So, in other words, he can drag 60 gallons a minute or something. I forgot the stat on it. Whereas we can't do it with those little things you and I are buying.
Now, is this only in the summertime that you're getting this humidity?
Only during the summer. Like right now, when it's nice and cool and dry, it's heaven down there. I'm around 50%, maybe even a little below that.
Is your washer and dryer down there, too?
There's a washer and dryer, but it's like on the other side of the basement. The shower is there. I don't think that's significant as much because, I mean, you run the shower, you turn the fan on in there, and that kind of stops it up.
Mm-hmm. Is there a sump pit? But
a sump pit?
Yes, sump.
There's no sump, but there's a drain there.
Okay.
You ever think of maybe going to counseling with your wife so you don't have to be in the basement all this time?
Whoa, there's an idea for you, Maurice. You got to figure that out first. You can't hide.
I'm just trying to help my brother out.
You know, Dave, that's a good advice.
I know, man, but I love my basement, man. It is absolutely gorgeous.
It saved his marriage.
You love your basements for all the wrong reasons, Maurice.
No, he doesn't. It's actually, I understand. All right, so here, go to permaseal.net.
Okay,
permaseal.net, and we'll give you Roy's number after the show. We have a special guy by the name of Michael Tiggs. We'll hook you up with Mike, and he'll send a technician out and get and do a free evaluation of your
basement. Asking for the PermaDry system.
I'm asking for. I'll tell you how much you want to.
If it's not the name, it sure should be.
I'll bet you it's going to be.
Okay, it will be.
It will be. It should be. It's a great name.
If Roy's listening right now, he's
Roy. I got to give Hochberg credit for that. 100%. How many pumps die, Joe? Roy Joe?
100%.
100%. All right, buddy. We're going to send a Mr. Floor cleaning product to you so you could share it with your battle axe upstairs, okay?
He didn't say battle axe.
He said battle. He meant to say that, right? He said battle axe, and then he self-corrected.
What are you trying to do to him?
I'm just trying to
there's a reason why Snapped and Dateline are in their 25th seasons.
I'm just trying to extend his relationship with his loving wife that he doesn't appreciate. And plus, it's game night, and he's screwing it up. Hang on, buddy. 312-981-7200. All right, let's say goodbye. We have to end the show here. He brought it up, not me. I recommended counseling. Janelle, for listeners who want to reach you with fruit flies and
wasps,
rodents and wasps and anything they want to get rid of, how do they reach you?
They can get a free quote at rosepestcontrol.com or call 1-800-GOT-PESTS.
All right, Mr. Bodart. Your wife is going to have you in the trunk on the way home for embarrassing her. If our listeners want to reach
she
you
looks
to get,
happy.
I know, she hasn't looked this happy since she showed up.
Oh yeah, true. Because she's going home.
I know she's going home. She's like, God, finally, get
she's
out of
the house.
She's like,
how long is this show?
I can't
anyway.
Believe he told me it'd just be a half hour. This is brutal. If our listeners want to reach you and your fine team to get a chimney inspection, what's the contact information?
Best way is lindeman.com, lindemann.com. Book online instantly. You can do that on your cell phone right now.
And snacks. You want to tell Kevin McDonough to bring snacks next time?
We need refreshments.
Oh, it's his responsibility?
Yeah, it's Kevin McDonough.
Oh, wow.
He's your rep. Obviously, you've got insulin
challenge. I'm going to have to have a talk with him.
Some chips would be nice.
Yeah, you got blood sugar level problems. Steven Suarez, RJ Graham, if our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
They could reach me at area code 708-743-7426, call or text. Or you could reach us at rjgrahamplumbing.com. And I want to tell you, I am able to stay in the upper part of my house because I love my wife and I'm a good guy.
Yeah, oh yeah, you're buying.
Nice try.
Yeah,
there,
nice
Steven.
Job.
I'm not stupid.
Megapros.com.
Wait till tomorrow. It's Saturday night. It's game night. I'm David Hochberg. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next Saturday. Go Cats. Have a great weekend, everybody.